This is the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible, the prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord, blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come, exposing apostasy and the developing one-world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is News and Analysis with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The blessings and cursings. That's exactly right. What do we have today but the promise of God that if we obey his voice, whether we be the nation of Israel or whether we be any other nation that would be considered righteous in the eyes of God, that God will bless. But specifically, these blessings and cursings were given upon his chosen people, the nation of Israel. They are unique to them. There can be an application to other nations, but the primary context is referring to the Jewish nation. Now, we're going to talk about that in the next couple broadcasts in the beginning of the hour. And this is very important as we approach the second coming of the Messiah. And we need to balance out what is going on, what's been reported out there in the news media. And we're going to dedicate a series on why does Israel suffer? Now, last broadcast, I had reported on an article regarding this new film. And, of course, I'm not a moviegoer, and I do not recommend it. I do not promote it. I believe if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you ought to stay away from that worldliness that corrupts not only the morals of our society, but will ruin your testimony. Now, the whole argument is that this particular film about the last hours or the last day that Jesus was here upon this earth, their concern about it is it's going to create anti-Semitism. So consequently, as I reported last time, they've taken out and modified and basically smoothed over those things in that film that would be offensive to the Jewish people. And let me just say right off the bat, I am not against Israel. I am not against the Jewish people. In fact, I am a full-blooded Jew myself. I love my people with all my heart, and I'm willing to do whatever is necessary to see them prosper as a nation. But on the other hand, I also recognize that there is a spiritual dilemma, and that is much of the sufferings of the nation of Israel throughout biblical history and modern day history is a result of their rebellion as a nation. To ignore that is to ignore God's plan to restore them to their rightful position as head of all nations of the world. Oh, I know you bigots out there, you anti-Semites out there are going to scream, I told you so. The protocols of Zion were really true. Well, the fact of the matter is, the protocols of Zion, if you know anything about it, is just an absolute forgery. It's a lie. It's a fabrication of an insane, wicked mind. But this does not diminish the reality that the Bible teaches that all nations are going to bow before Israel one day. So you better, might as well just get used to it. If you're a member of a government, you might as well just tell your government that ultimately all governments are going to have to be subservient to the nation of Israel. But that doesn't negate their responsibility or accountability to God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are responsible and accountable to the God of heaven. And God has allowed them to go through much suffering, more than any nation in this world. Why does Israel suffer? This is the question we're going to examine. It appears that at every turn, the Jewish people have suffered greatly. Nations would like to see them drown in the Mediterranean Sea. People hate their guts, would love to see them burn to death, would love to see this tiny nation called Israel just be obliterated off the face of the world. And why are they being so persecuted? Why do they suffer? I alluded to three major reasons, and that is, number one, the devil primarily is the culprit. He is the backbone of all rebellion and all usurping and all confusion that is brought against the nation of Israel. He is their adversary. He is the great Satan. He is the one who hates them with a passion because of three reasons. Number one, the Jewish people gave us the Word of God. The Bible tells us it's committed unto them the oracles of God. It was through that tiny little nation we got our Holy Bible. And then it was through that nation, salvations of the Jew, we got the gospel message through the Jewish people. We're indebted to them, aren't we? And then number three, if you prayed to God this morning, you prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, did you realize He is a Jew? You prayed to a Jew today. That's exactly right. Therefore, we are indebted to the Jewish people for those three reasons. Now, that doesn't now exonerate them from God dealing with them. I am just very, very reluctant, and you are to be, to go against this nation. But God, in His own dealings with them over the years, many years, thousands of years, has brought judgment, chastening upon His chosen people, Israel, and for one purpose and one purpose only, to bring them back spiritually where they belong. Right now, Israel as a nation is a backsliding nation, and therefore God has allowed them to suffer in order to show them that it is God they need to face. It is God whom they need to reconcile with. So I'm going to spend these next few broadcasts on why does Israel suffer. I'm going to show you from a Bible perspective how God has dealt with them, and that this will demonstrate a balance in the presentation of the gospel, that even though we are to love the Jewish nation and love the Jewish people, nevertheless, we have to recognize that God is dealing with them. I do not endorse us going against Israel. That would be suicidal. The scripture still is in place today where it says, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curses thee. But I will tell you that nevertheless, if we want Israel to come back to God, we got to realize that they are going to suffer greatly before that time comes. There is also known in the scriptures that Jacob's trouble. The Jewish people will suffer more in the tribulation time than they ever did in all of history. The scriptures tell us that over two-thirds of the Jewish population will be destroyed. But thanks be to God, one-third will be saved, and they'll not only be saved from destruction, but they will be saved spiritually, and a nation, a remnant of the Jews, will enter into the millennial kingdom. So we're thankful for that. All right, let's look at the divine warnings of God towards the nation of Israel. He had enumerated blessings and cursings upon the nation of Israel, blessings if they would obey, and cursings if they disobeyed. And according to Deuteronomy 27, verses 11 to 26, and Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When ye are come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice. Here it is now. Here are the cursings. And verse 15 tells us, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Well, that sure would apply to a lot of things even in our country. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. So all this talk here, folks, about Israel giving up the land and all, they do not have a right to do. In fact, God says that anybody that removes the landmark of his neighbor will be cursed. Cursed is he, cursed be he, that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and widow, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, Amen. And so we see here that God has some very high moral standards. We look at even Israel today, it is not very well known to be a very moral nation. Although there is a percentage of Israelites that want to be moral, many of the Israelites today are living licentious and wanton lives. And it is really an epidemic over there. And this, of course, they took their lead by countries like our country, the United States of America. It appears that every time we have any influence on other countries in the world, we bring in our garbage in those countries, the garbage of immorality, looseness, sexual perversion, and all manner of vice. We bring that into other countries. It's no wonder other countries don't want to be known as get involved in capitalism, because they fear the consequences. Well, that is largely due to the fact that our country, United States of America, is on the road of forsaking the living God. And the Bible does say that a nation forsakes God will be turned into hell. Now, I continue here in the cursings, and verse 24 or 25 rather, cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, Amen. Well, when I look at over a million babies, sometimes over a million babies a year are being killed in their mother's womb. That's right, it's a baby, it's a living person, it's a human being. It is not a so-called fetus. By the way, the word fetus originated with those animals, the fetuses in animals. But a fetus is a very sorry, sorry word for a human being. But the Bible says, cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. Well, that's what the doctors are doing. That's what the nurses are doing. And if you are participating in abortion, whether you're a doctor, a nurse, a helper, you better listen up now. God says you got the curse of God on you. The Bible says, and this problem is also in Israel as well. They have abortion over there, abortion on demand. They have sodomy, open sodomy. They got prostitution, open prostitution. The country is immoral. And not unlike any other country, Europe is immoral. They have a free society to do, as long as it feels good, do it mentality. I tell you what, this world is going to hell. And the Bible says, cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. If we look at the nation of Israel today, and if you are an Israelite, a Jewish person, I want you to listen to this, because God says that if you confirm not all the words of the law of God, you will get a curse upon you. It doesn't matter whether you were born Jewish, Gentile, whatever. God is not a respecter of persons when it comes to obeying his word. And therefore, we ask the question, if the Jews are God's chosen people, why then do they suffer? Well, they are not exempt from God's cursings. If they do not obey God's will, if they do not follow God's word, they will be cursed. That's what the Bible says. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. Now let me just add that a lot of times when we are testifying to Jewish people, they'll say, well, why don't you practice this and why don't you practice that? And if you call yourself a real Jew, how come you don't do this and how come you don't do that? And that's what they tell me, because I am a full-blooded Jew, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah for the Jews and the Gentiles. And many times they'll rise up and they'll be very, very angry at me. Some will not, of course, and they'll say, well, why don't you practice this and why don't you practice that? And I seek to show them from the Scriptures that the Lord Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all that God foretold and all that he instructed Israelites to do. Now, that doesn't negate the moral laws of the Bible. I'm still bound by that. I am morally bound to follow the moral laws of the Bible. And this is true for everybody in this whole world. And they are bound to follow the moral laws of God. But I tell them that not only are the moral laws of God to be followed, but everything else that God instructed the Jewish people to do, they are to follow them. And there are many, many, many things that they were supposed to do, and they're not doing it today. And consequently, the Bible says, cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, Amen. So, simply to say we don't have a priesthood, we don't have a temple, exonerates us from following the Mosaic law. This is not a good reason. It's not a legitimate reason. Surely, God is not going to contradict his word. So either Messiah, Mashiach, has already come to fulfill what the law was intended for, and what was the law of God intended for? What was the Mosaic law intended for? It was a schoolmaster to prepare the nation of Israel for the coming of the Messiah and to show them they couldn't get saved by being good. Good works never saved anybody. Mitzvahs, or good works as they call it, mitzvahs, do not save anybody. Even the prophet Isaiah, one of the most righteous men of God in the Bible, had said, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And though our sins be as scarlet, they shall be white. And I will tell you that only through the shed blood of the Messiah can we have our sins cleansed away. Now, to enumerate the consequences of both the blessings and the cursings, in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 68, the Bible says, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. Listen up now, people, will set Israel on high above all nations of the earth. So when you ask me, if they are such a special people, why do they not reign over other nations? Like in the days of Solomon, when there was peace with Israel for 40 years, and they were over all nations of the earth. The reason for this, and the reason why the tiny nation of Israel today, no bigger than the state of New Jersey, according to modern-day atlas, and that of obviously I've talked about, that is not the true map that God promised them. He promised them a lot more than what they have today. But you ask me, why is the nation of Israel constantly under a barrage of attack from other nations? Why they seem to be the outcast nation? Why they seem to be cursed by other nations? Why they seem to be under persecution? Why do they seem to be under scrutiny at every hand? Why does the United Nations always, they vote more against Israel than any other? They talk more about the nation of Israel than any other nation. Why is it the whole world is up in arms against the nation of Israel? Because they have not observed to do all his commandments. And one of those commandments, by the way, was obviously to receive the Messiah when he came, and that's been over 2,000 years ago. But God said if they would be an obedient, God-fearing nation, God said he will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now that will come in time. They will be once again in the millennial kingdom. God will raise them on high above all nations of the earth once again. But until then, they're going to have to go through much tribulation. God's going to have to break their back. God's going to have to show them that they are utterly dependent upon God Almighty. God's going to have to chastise them. And God's done a good job doing it for many, many years. You see how God's taken his hand of protection off the nation of Israel, how they have suffered many, 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 many times. And this is the reality. The reality is that when God removes his hands off the nation of Israel to protect them, the devil has a heyday with them. But when God puts his hand back on them to protect them or to fight for them, like he did in the 1948 War of Independence, like he did in the Sinai Campaign, like he did in the Six-Day War, like he did in the Yom Kippur War, that is God's prerogative. That's because God is bound by a covenant with them that he will not allow them to be utterly destroyed. But he allows many times them to be persecuted. You say, why would God allow that? Why does Israel suffer? Why have the Jews been scapegoats? For it is God who is bringing them and causing them to look to him and his word and the Messiah for the answers to this life, to be obedient to the commands, to be obedient to the words of God. So all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Well, in some regards, you know, they have been obedient in the sense that they were a scattered people, and God has gathered them back into the land, and because of those who have risked their lives to come back to the land of their forefathers, God indeed has blessed the fruit of the ground. God has indeed blessed the fruit of the cattle, and God has indeed increased their flock of sheep, and so on. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. But let me just add to the fact that they are not at their full potential. They are not at their full blessing. God has not opened the windows of heaven unto Israel. That will not happen until the nation as a whole will obey God. But God is still demonstrating to the nations that the Israel is the nation, is the people, the chosen people of God, and God will always bless them regardless of what they do. There is a covenant between God and the people of Israel. But there are other things that are conditional in order to receive blessings, other blessings from the Lord. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Well, even today, we see that the Israelites have the upper hand, militarily speaking. But the enemies of Israel are raising their ugly heads more now than they ever have in modern day history. Okay, we're going to just break for a short period of time here, and we want you to rejoin us now for the last half of this broadcast. We're talking about asking a great question. Why does Israel suffer? Why has the Jewish people gone through misery and woe on and off throughout their history? Well, you're going to find out the answers to that. So stay tuned with us, and we'll be right back. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now, we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, P-O-W-D-E-R-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Georgia, or G-A, 30127, USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition. This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world. And we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that, but if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of His eye. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed. I'm so grateful that you are listening to the Hope Israel Baptist broadcast, and some of you have stayed with us throughout the program today, and we just want to say thank you very much. We appreciate our listening audience. We know that we have quite a large listening audience around the world, and we're grateful to God for that. We give Him all the glory and the honor. He's deserving of it. He's worthy of it. We do ask that you will prayerfully consider this ministry, and we sure need help out there to sponsor these broadcasts. If you'd like to sponsor one of these broadcasts or the broadcast on a continual basis on the radio station that you're listening this to, then we would appreciate that you help us with that and just send that on into Hope Israel Baptist Broadcast and tell us what station you're listening to the broadcast on. Now, I realize a lot of radio ministries, they beg and plead for money and donations, and although I don't like doing it, I can understand probably why they have to do it, because it's so very, very expensive to get on the radio airwaves. It's one of the most expensive mediums today, but if you divide it per capita, if you divide it per individual that listens to the Word of God, it is probably the most inexpensive way of getting the Word of God out to a lost and a dying world. Nevertheless, collectively speaking, it's very expensive, and so I don't really say a whole lot about it, except when we have these typical announcements on the broadcast. But if God's touched your heart and you have a burden for what we're doing, we sure would appreciate you considering helping sponsor these broadcasts. And all right, now I'm going to continue with the question, why does Israel suffer? And this indeed, if you look throughout the ages, you'll see that the nation of Israel has not been always a very happy nation. They have gone through much woe and hardships. All you have to do is trace the lineage of their hardship all the way to the Bible days, during the days of the pharaohs, during the days when they were in Egyptian bondage of over 400 years. And then you consider the sufferings of Israel during the Babylonian captivity, and then the oppression they experienced during Antiochus Epiphanes, all that culminating in the rebellion of the Maccabees. And then that leads into the New Testament era, where King Herod seeks to kill off the Jewish people. But all through that, we see God's hand upon the people of Israel. God always protects them. God always preserves them. God always prevents them from being wiped out totally. He always reserves himself a remnant. We see that all through the history of the Bible and even in our modern day. And then leading up to the conquest of the Roman Empire and the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, where 1 million Jewish people, according to Josephus, were killed by the hands of the Romans. And then, of course, the Roman Catholic Church continuing the process of persecution upon the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, during the long period of time known as the Inquisition, the Dark Ages, where millions of Jewish people were literally killed, tortured, maimed, simply because they were Jewish or they had gone against what the Catholic Church considered to be the dictates of the church. And therefore, they suffered. They suffered if they had a portion of scriptures in their possession. They suffered if they would not convert to the false religion of the false Christianity known as Roman Catholicism. And many of them were persecuted over time. And then we see that along with their persecution, many, many, millions in fact, 53 million or more Baptists were killed at the hands of the Roman Catholic Church for the very same reason. That's why I make no bones about it. I'm not ashamed to testify that I am an independent Baptist, and we have historically always stood for the nation of Israel, and we will continue by the grace of God. Then we see the persecution continue on from the Inquisition period of time. We are led into different pogroms throughout Europe and so forth, and there's anti-Semitism all through the history of this last 2,000-3,000 years. But we see that through Protestantism, which is really the child of the heart of the Babylon, and they continue to propagate a anti-Semitic attitude. Many of them do, not all of them, but many of them do. And they continue to create the seedbed, as you might say, the seedbed for hatred against the Jewish people, and wicked doctrines come up and are perpetrated, known as covenant theology, which means that the church is really Israel, both spiritually and in some cases even physically. And they are robbing the blessings of God upon Israel and take these blessings upon themselves. I've always said if they're going to take the blessings, they might as well realize they better take the cursings as well, because the cursings and the blessings go together. And but no, they'll just take the blessings that rightfully belong to Israel, and they'll take it for themselves, but they will refuse to receive the cursings. Well, anyway, we find that because of the foundation of that, embedded in the culture of Germany and the Lutheran Church, which was very well known to be anti-Semitic because of Martin Luther and all that, again, let me just, so that you don't jump down my throat, I'm not making a blanket statement that all Lutherans were anti-Semitic. I'm sure some were not. A lot of Protestants loved the Jewish people, but I'm saying as a whole, they were messed up in their doctrine. And because they were messed up in their doctrine, Martin Luther would say so many things in a roundabout way. He would say that the Jews were vile pigs and we need to burn their synagogues down. I have quotes of that, by the way. You can research it yourself. He was a well-known anti-Semite. Largely, I would have to say, was based on his perverted understanding of the relationship of the church and Israel in the Bible. And at any rate, because of all of that, we have Germany coming on the scene and Hitler, World War I and World War II, We find 6 million Jews have been massacred, killed in the most inhumane way known to man, and terrible things are done to them. Lampshades are made out of their skin, soap is made out of their skin, obnoxious things. They would do obnoxious things. They would come into the homes of Jewish people, and even while they're even while the women were pregnant, they would rip them open and take the babies out of their belly. I mean, obnoxious things. I mean, they would take their babies and throw them up in the air and let them land on their bayonets. Cruel, wicked, terrible things, and far greater terrible things that I could even mention on the radio. But I've said enough to about gross you out. But that's just known history. There's worse things even said in the Bible about terrible things like this. But I would just say to you that the Jewish people have suffered. Then look now at what they're going through, the Intifada. Hundreds and hundreds of Israelites being killed with suicide bombings. You should see some of those pictures, terrible pictures of maimed children, burnt children, terrible, terrible, horrible pictures of what these bombs do and blow out their eye sockets out of their skull, and just the impact, the percussion of the bombs, and the horrible shock that it leads to as a result of these suicide, and then the glorification of the terrorists. Oh my! Have you ever seen an injustice, inequity, an unjust way of portraying a bunch of murderers, and then all the things that are going on in the Middle East right now. Oh, it's just, I'll tell you what, if you didn't know the Bible, and if you didn't know the rest of the story, and if you didn't know that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay, if you didn't know that God is going to balance the books one day, you'd just get outright distraught. I mean, it would just really discourage you. Every single day, all you see, hear about is people getting killed left and right. Primarily, we find this is the case in the Middle East. The Jewish people are the most persecuted people in this world. Now, the question I'm covering is, why does Israel suffer? Why does Israel suffer? Now, I continue talking about the blessings. If they will obey God as a nation and do His will, God will bless them. And the Bible says, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And I can testify that God has blessed the Jewish people, even despite their disobedience. God is still blessing the chosen people regardless of their behavior. And people ask me, well, why is that? Is there a contradiction there? No, no. It's simply God's way of showing the nations that God is still looking over the nation of Israel. God is still going to preserve this people, and God's still going to preserve a name for them. And I believe there are many Israelites who are seeking the living God. And I believe that God is blessing those who are faithful, those who have received the Messiah, and those who are seeking after God and get right with God, that God is going to bless them indeed. We see that God still is blessing. Israel is one of the major exporters of avocado and avocados. I remember living in Israel, and I would get the avocados, pull them off the trees, and get them ready for shipment. I remember that Israel's one of the leading exporters of cotton and oranges, by the way, exported to Europe and so forth around the world. Truly, if you go to Israel now, you would be surprised to see how God has blessed this land. Now, God blessed this land before they became a modern nation. But when they came back into the land, God was demonstrating to the Jews that they could have the full ramification of the blessings of God as it's outlined here in these verses I'm reading to you, if they will obey God. If they will obey God, God will open the windows of heaven unto them, and God will fully bless them in all his blessings. He tells them, the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods and fruit of the body, thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Well, today we see that Israel is, they frankly are debtors to primarily the United States of America. We pump in billions of dollars into Israel. I have no complaints about that. We ought to pump in all our foreign aid to Israel. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, right now Israel is borrowing money, and instead of loaning it out to the world, one day they will. But right now, Israel is not receiving the full blessing of God. It is quite obvious. And we continue to read in Deuteronomy here regarding the blessings and the cursings, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Well, let's look at that for a moment. Israel is premier in military power in the Middle East. In fact, nobody could even come close to them. They are second to none when it comes to the Air Force, and even the United States admits that. So God is still leaving a testimony to the fact of God's blessing them as a people, and that God can continue to bless them. But they're going to have to repent as a nation, get right with the Holy God, and receive the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, in order to get God's full blessing. But it's amazing to me that even though they are rebellious as a nation, God still blesses them despite it. Not fully, but he still leaves, you might say, a remnant of blessings to indicate to the world that he's still God's, that he is still the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, and the Bible says, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee to say, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Frankly speaking, if you look at Israel today spiritually, that's exactly what they've done. They've gone aside from the words which God commanded them. They are gone to other gods. Primarily, Israel is a secular country. When I first went to Israel back in the early 70s, I was appalled to find out that only a small percentage of Israelites even claimed to be religious at all. The majority of the Israelites were secular, intellectual people. Many of them immigrated from all around the world, but they were not very religious. So, again, we're going to have to see a spiritual revival as a nation now, back to God, back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and back to the Bible, and back to the prophecies of the Bible, and back to the messianic prophecies of the Bible. They're going to have to get a hard, good look at what God expects of them. And until they do that, they will never get the full blessings of God. Now, the good thing I need to say is that they will one day. I already know they will, because God says that they will. One day, they're going to look upon him, referring to Christ, the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah. One day, they're going to look upon him whom they have pierced. Yes, they are to be accountable for rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. Not sole responsibility, of course, As I've already stated, and that's the purpose of these series, I'm going to be preaching about why the Jewish people, why Israel suffers. But I want you to see the divine warning of God upon the nation of Israel. Blessings upon them if they obey Him, cursings upon them if they disobey God. Now, next time, Lord willing, we're going to get into some more detail, according to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, on the cursings, the enumeration of the cursings as outlined in that chapter. But let me just challenge you to receive an application of all this. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, I would warn you, and God would warn you, that if you want to get the full blessing of God upon your life, you just better obey the will of God. As a country in the United States of America, and any other country that's listening to this broadcast, if you want to get blessings from God, you best obey Him and follow the Bible. Not the Quran now, but the Bible. Not the Nicene Creed, but the Bible. Not some religious document, but the Bible. Yes, indeed, the Bible. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And folks, if you want to know the truth, you're going to have to get into God's Holy Word, the Holy Scriptures. And you're going to have to receive the truth. You're going to have to receive instruction and be wise. And you're going to have to receive Him. For the Bible says, as many have received Him, to them give He power to become the sons of God, even unto them to believe in His name. Listen, folks, if you want to know the truth, you're going to have to go to the absolute authority, the absolute dogmatic authority of truth, and that is the Word of God. His Word is truth. Well, until next time, I want to ask God's blessing upon your life. I hope that you're obeying Him, and I wish not a curse on anyone, but you will receive the judgment of God. The judgment of God is upon the children of disobedience. May you come to know Christ as your Lord and Savior is my hope and prayer. If you know Him as your Lord and Savior, may you live for Him in Jesus' name. Now stay tuned for just some announcements and a free offer. May God richly bless you.
Covenant and shows His mercy unto Thy servants that walk before Thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like Thee in the heavens.
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God, with sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by His own blood, and call upon Him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to His Word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by free will offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your free will donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question, is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or P-O-W-D-E-R-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Georgia, or G-A, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. My earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast.